everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records and how you can benefit by receiving your soul's information. So, how's everybody doing this week? I'll tell you, I'm so excited. I'm over here packing my things to get ready to go to San Diego. And my first stop on the leg of my trip is going to be in L.A., and I'm going to the Self-Realization Meditation Gardens. And it's on Sunset Boulevard in Palisades. And I don't know if you folks have ever been there before, but this is Paramahansa Yogananda's place, and it's not that I'm saying this just to clarify. I think that Paramahansa Yogananda did such magnificent things, and he was a magnificent being. I'm not a disciple of his, but I think that his work was really instrumental to a lot of peace in the world. However, this meditation garden, again, it's on Sunset Boulevard in Palisades, and Pacific Palisades. It's the closest thing to heaven that I've ever found. It's lush gardens that surround a natural lake in the midst of the city. You don't even know you're in the city when you're there. And it has swans and koi fish and ducks, and it has these wonderful little like docks that go out into the water where you can sit and meditate. And I always go there and open my Akashic records and journal. And in fact, whenever I go to California, I always schedule a day early so I can go there and sit and literally take the day in meditation. So I am so excited about doing that. That's going to be my time on Tuesday, is at the Self-Realization Meditation Gardens. And on Wednesday night, I am going to be lecturing and bringing forth messages from the Akashic Record for the group that is gathered in Oceanside. And if you would like to know more about that lecture, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will send you the information. It's going to be on Esmarca. It's in Oceanside, but it's a private home, but I can certainly give you the address if you email me, and it's only $15. It's a real bargain because we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. I'm going to bring forth a message for the group as a group, and then I'm going to take individual questions about the state of the world and the state of their lives, and that's just going to be so much fun. We're going to do that from 7 to 9:30 on Wednesday night, and then I'm going to be doing individual person-to-person consultations actually during the day on Wednesday, all day Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, May 1st and 2nd, I'm going to be teaching a level 1 Akashic Record level 1 workshop where you learn how to access the Akashic Record of your soul, and you are able to bring forth information that is important for your life in the here and now. So again, if you would like information on any of this, you can certainly call me on my private number, which is 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@ akashicwisdom.com, just like the show, Akashic, AKASHIC, Wisdom, WISDOM.com. Okay, so we are excited to have the folks, and it's, by the way, these workshops for the Akashic Records are not where hundreds of people come. They're small workshops so that I can work with you individually, so I can really help the group. And so we expect there'll be maybe 10 people, 10 to 15 people, and you could be one of them. So we do have some spaces left if this is of interest to you. So I just want you to know that it's not it's not something that you have to worry about being lost in the crowd. This is something that is for people who are called to it by their heart. It's they hear about the workshop, they listen to my program, and they say, oh my goodness, this is my heart. I need to know more about my soul's purpose. I need to know more about who I am. I need to know more about how to live my life in joy. And so that's why someone takes these classes, and this is a level one, and level two will probably be coming up in about maybe 3 to 6 months. It depends on when I can get back to California again. And in level two, you learn how to access the Akashic records of other people, the land and animals. And my classes are 3 days. And then there's a level three, and that level three is going to be coming up in August. So we're not sure exactly where that level three is going to be, but people from all over the country are going to come to it. So we're excited about that, and I just want you to know that if you have a calling in your heart to access your own Akashic record, and you need to give me a call, or you call me tonight. Call me tonight on the show. You can actually do that. We can talk about the classes, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. And certainly, that's within the realm of it's whatever you want to talk about tonight. So I had some questions here, and we are going to access those questions in just a moment. We had a question from last week that was being asked, and that we didn't get a chance to go into. And let's see, I just want to give you the right telephone numbers for the show. And let's see here. The number that you want to call tonight is 415-762-1161. That's the main number, and you will, if somebody's on the line, you just go ahead and call. It'll roll right over. So again, you want to call 415-762-1161, and if you're Skyping, you Skype BBS Radio. So that's where you would Skype, BBS Radio, and we will put you on the line. Okay, let me get back to my email here. Now, we had, there was some, let me just get down here. Sorry to do this. There was a gal. We had a question about low energy. And what she was asking about was that she was feeling like she was in between both worlds, and that her energy was very, very low, and she wanted to understand what that had to do with. And we'll answer that question in just a moment. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Hi, who is this?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia.
Oh, great. And have you listened before?
Yes, I have, actually. It's been a while since I've come online, but I have before.
Great. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could help me to understand what is blocking me from fully healing my leg.
And can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with your leg?
I had a dirt bike accident almost 3 years ago. The doctors gave up on me about a year ago. They don't know how to fix me. My leg was stuck in a completely bent position, and I'm at a state now that I'm actually starting to go on walks and hikes, but there's still a blockage that's still very much stuck inside, but I'm able to do a whole lot more than I was ever able to. Before, I was in a wheelchair, and then I graduated to a walker, and now I'm walking without either one.
And so is it your knee that is bent, or what part
my,
is it?
Well, it's my left knee. I'm able to straighten it just about all the way now, but I'm having difficulties in bending it without pain.
Okay, and so do you want to understand what's blocking you from actually fully healing that? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Um, Are you sitting down now or are you laying down?
I'm sitting.
And so now, if you could close your eyes and just do a body scan and give me an idea of how, what's the level of discomfort in your left knee right now, if you were trying to straighten it?
Right now, it's not that bad. If I try and bend it, then it feels like it's going to rip apart in a million pieces.
So if you tried to straighten it there in the chair, it's okay?
Yep. That was something they told me I'd never most likely be able to do, and that's something that I have been able to do.
But when you bend it back the other way is when it hurts, is that right?
Yeah. It's definitely, there's something, it's like I have a huge amount of scar tissue that is stopping it from fully functioning.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I was doing an energy scan, because I do energy work through Matrix Energetics as well as Akashic Records work, and I do distance work with that. It's transformational energy. It's interesting because what I was being shown is that there was a powerful lot of energy behind your knee, but it actually felt heavy, and yet when I moved my focus in my hand to the top of your knee, it was colder and sharper. So I want to say that. I'm sense the energy there.
Yeah.
Now, can you bend it back in the chair and it hurts too?
Yeah. I'm bending it back right now and it's like, oh yeah, it definitely hurts.
It's still there, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. But straightening it doesn't hurt. It's bending.
Well, straightening is pretty good now.
Yeah.
It's actually vibrating right now inside my knee.
So, like, something's working, right?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, that's good. So here's the visualization I want you to... Here's what they're showing me.
Okay.
What they're showing me is they're showing me the reverse of a breaking mirror. Did you ever see how a glass or a mirror shatters to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you saw it on film and you did a reverse, they're showing me in reverse.
Okay.
That the knee on the top, like the kneecap area,
yeah,
is coming back, and what's going on is that they're connecting it to the puzzle in your life. In other words, like there's almost like there's a missing piece in the puzzle of your life that you are not, that for whatever reason you haven't figured out yet. And it has to do with a love relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, there's definitely been some puzzles of my life in the last few years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure in the
but what I want you to
part, like,
say again?
That links.
Huh?
I'm not sure how the relationship part links, so.
Well, I don't know either. I'm just telling you what I hear. So it's because
sure,
when I do a consultation,
yeah.
I only tell you what I hear, see, or sometimes feel. And
yeah.
So And so the interesting thing about it is they're showing me a piece. Do you know what a trapezoid looks like?
A witch?
It's a trapezoid. It's what they're showing me. It looks like a misshapen rectangle. So the like a trapezoid has got a wider base with right angles, and it's not a triangle because it's got four corners. But
okay.
the trapezoid has a smaller. It's got four corners, but it's like thinner at one end and wider at the other. If you were to lay it flat,
you
understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you, and so for whatever reason, what they're showing me is that piece is right above the outer left of your kneecap.
Okay.
So I want you to take your left hand and actually put it above your kneecap.
Okay.
I want you to focus your energy in the center of your palm.
Okay.
And connect that energy through that imaginary shape to bring it down into your kneecap.
Okay.
You can do it slowly. There you go. And allow the heat of your hand to caress the outer edge of your kneecap.
Okay.
And now I want you to really focus and transmit love from your heart through your shoulder into your arm, down into your left hand. And you should be starting to feel a little bit of a tingling. It's okay if you don't, though. I mean,
not
in your
so
hand.
Not so much feeling tinglies, but definitely heat.
Heat, that's good. That's good. Okay, great. Because that, so I want you just to imagine and continue to put love right in that kneecap. You could even imagine and say how much you love that kneecap, how much you appreciate that leg, how proud you are of that leg for healing. Because it's really about talking to the parts of your body that you want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. If there's a part of your body that's challenging you, you need to begin to start thanking that part of your body and telling that part of your body how much you love it and how proud you are of it and how much you appreciate it. And if you want to massage it or just touch it lightly, that's fine. But make sure it's a loving feeling. It's you're massaging it from a loving point of view.
Are there any specific crystals that can help, or just using just my hand and my thoughts and channeling the energy?
Well, for right now, they're talking about just using your hands and your thoughts. They're also, again, I've got to say, I'm not a doctor, and this is not medical information that's being given to you.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know that, and that you should check anything that's being said out with your own doctor or own healthcare provider.
Yeah.
But what they're talking about here is actually putting heat on there, and when you put the heat on, it's about. Moving into love, and it's about the heat representing love.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. And are you familiar with Ho'oponopono work at all?
Yes, I am.
So when you have your hand on your knee, there's nothing wrong with saying, I love you, please forgive me. No, it's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
I have the book, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying but it's about saying it to the inner being of yours as well as your knee.
Okay.
And it's not saying it from a place of guilt so much as it is saying it from a place of love and awareness.
Okay.
And empathy. You know, it's more about empathy. So the empathetic piece here is you're moving into a state of love, and the thing that you're really sorry about is that the leg has to feel that the leg I'm not even going to say the words, but because it's really more about just saying those words translating and transmitting love.
Okay.
Now try and bend it back a little bit and notice what's different.
It doesn't feel like it wants to rip apart in a million pieces.
Well, that's
like
a good start.
Earlier, before we started it, it really did feel like it wanted to split, like you're cracking a piece of board, a dry board, and it splits into a bunch of pieces. I'm bending it back right now, and that splitting sensation is not there right now.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
So I want you to just start noticing what's different. It's not about noticing what. Okay, so now that you've made that statement, I want you to just kind of take the eraser and erase that thing and erase those words, and that's but it's good. And you just want to continue to work with saying I love you to your knee.
Okay.
And it's really about forgiving yourself for whatever is that you are holding yourself, that you feel you're holding yourself back. I want you to release all of that, Tanya.
Okay.
Because you're not holding yourself back. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to make yourself small anymore. What you've accomplished with this, with moving forward in this leg is miraculous.
It sure
is. It's magnificent. It's magnificent, and it's really about moving into gratitude, and to continue with that work. And then, as you're continuing with this work of sending love, and as you're continuing with the work of the Ho'oponopono, I want you to just, at the same time, I want you to really see and feel yourself walking pain-free.
That's what I've been practicing, and I think a lot of the things that I have been doing is what's really been healing me in the last year, because I haven't had the help of doctors.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're really a very powerful healer, and this has happened so that you can understand how powerful you are. And it's interesting because the vision they're showing me is of the river dancers. Did you ever see people do river dance?
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's time, and they're telling me it's timely, and that it is. And you need to notice what's happening with their knees, about how they move their knees around, and that's so they're suggesting that you hold that vision of perfection when you're telling your knee and your legs and all of your body that you love them.
I actually did that today.
Great.
I said, thank you for the legs that I have and the arms to carry things up to my apartment. And I'm like, so many people, you know, take for granted the use of their bodies. They don't understand how important they are until an accident happens.
Exactly. And so it's really about honoring every cell in your body with gratitude. Is that helpful?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
So keep in touch and let us know how things are going, okay?
Definitely.
And know that you are deeply loved for all the work that you do with yourself and others, because you're truly an inspiration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night, Donna.
Say again?
Have a great night.
You too, darling. You be well.
Yes,
and if you
want
to be on
my
mailing list, please just email me and I'll put you on my mailing list.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, honey. Okay. Good night. So I want everyone out there, I want you all to think of Tanya in BC, in British Columbia. I want you all out there to send loving energy to Tanya in BC, in British Columbia. Right now, I want you to stop what you're doing. I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want you all to say, I love you, Tanya. I send you light. I send you love. I send you the energy to see the perfection that you are. And just see Tanya walking in light, gliding down the sidewalk, dancing in the moonlight. And for all of you out there that are challenged with physical uncomfortableness, I want you to just take a nice deep breath. I want you to just imagine a beautiful light in the center of your chest. No matter what the physical challenge is, I want you to see that light expand and see that light move throughout your body, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And see that light move directly to Source. So your awareness is that you are connected to Source, that you've never been disconnected from Source, that you are an extension of Source. And moving into that energy of light, bring gratitude into your heart. Bring light into your being. Bring love to flow within you and surround you. And hold that energy for as long as you can. And then when you're complete, say Amen and Namaste. For the God in me recognizes and loves the God in you. So you want to thank Tanya for calling us and giving us that opportunity to share light. We want to offer our light to all those that need it. And for those of you who would like to have more information about my work with the Akashic Records, feel free to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and I will be happy to send you out some information. And so let's talk about Cheryl's low energy, because that's very indicative of what's going on with this energy that we've got coming in now. You know, we're in Mercury retrograde right now. And last week when she emailed us, we were right before Mercury retrograde. And so it's very important that you look at the truth of what is during certain times of the year or certain times of the during astrology, like Mercury retrograde. It's easy to not see what is real. It's very easy to mistake things. It's very easy to be fooled. And so what's important tonight is for you to truly look at the different challenges in your life and understand that we're all being sent messages from our soul in our challenges. And what we are being called to do is to go deeper into those situations for the lessons and the information so that we can be done with the lesson and move forward. And so the lack of energy, Cheryl, by the way, in your case, has to do with a feeling of despair and hopelessness. And it's very important, what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying is that that your depression is affecting your physicality, which is not unusual, but it's very much about you speaking your truth, that you held it in for too long. I mean, the only time you really speak your truth is when you're angry, and then even then you think you're expressing the totality of your anger, but you're not. And so it's really about writing down what makes you angry to get it out of your body so that you can start dealing with the patterns that you're being shown. So do try and look at that, and if you would like to call, you're certainly welcome to call. We're here, ready to take anybody's call tonight at 415-762-1161. That's bbsradio.com. And we have another question. And I'm not sure what this particular person's referring to. Some questions for the Akashic Record Keepers are, it's from last night's or last week's information. And the interesting thing, folks, is usually I don't remember what I talk about. So unless I've written it down or it's come through from a journaling point of view, I don't really remember what I talk about or what I say. So if you're going to reference a question, please reference what I said or what the Akashic Record Keeper said in totality, because I won't get it. This question here, what are the consequences of leaving a present situation and it remaining exactly as is? Could you define consequences? And whose consequences, mine or others? So she's asking a clarification of the question, but I don't know what the question really is here. So what I want to one of the things that's coming forward from this information here, or these questions from the record keepers, is there's nothing that no situation is ever left as is. Consequences can be positive as well as negative. We are trained to think of consequences as negative. They're not always negative. Consequences are basically the outcome of actions. Like if I do one thing, something else happens. That's just the way it is. But the idea is that everything is constantly moving and changing, because any situation has to do with human beings being a part of the situation. So as long as there's human beings involved, we're always going to have, it's never going to be the same. It's going to be constantly evolving. So what appears to be as is, if it has to do with other people, we cannot control other people. We can only control ourselves. And if we remember that we are constantly evolving and changing, then, again, nothing stays as is. Unless we're making the same choices over and over again, And if, in fact, we're expecting something different from making the same choices, then we really need to look at what our logical minds are saying. Because it's an old adage, is if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. And if, in fact, you consider yourself trying to get something different from the same actions, you're going to be waiting a long time. And someone has said that that's somehow the mark of insanity, is for us to think that we are trying to get a different outcome from the same action. So I need more clarification on this question before I can answer it. So, Lucita, clarify the question, and I will give you a better answer. Okay. All right, moving right along. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about tonight has to do with our perception of time and how it works for us or how it doesn't work for us. I've noticed that, I know this is going to sound crazy, I've noticed that it's already the end of April. And, you know, more than half the year has gone by, and it just seems like time has been speeding up to such an extent that I don't know that I have become challenged in that respect, because it feels like so many things have happened and have literally passed by me, and the time has just slipped away. And what I realize is that in many cases, I have been in a different dimension. And I know that that's the truth for a lot of people out there, that we have actually been operating in a different dimension. Even though people would see us in this dimension and think we're okay, we have actually been operating in a different dimension. And so for those people who feel out of sync and feel that they have been very ungrounded for the past few months, it's important to understand that you have been doing work in literally parallel and other dimensions, and it's very important for you not to beat yourself up about what you did not get done in this reality. Because what happens is when we're working on so many levels, as so many of us are, our focus is sometimes put on autopilot on the planet Earth so that we can then give more of our beingness, if you will, or essence in other dimensions. So just wanted to make a comment on that, and anybody who would like to give a call and discuss that, that would be great. If you've had that experience and would like to talk about it, please give a call at 415-762-1161. Okay. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, if we have time, about, again, how the Akashic Records can help in business. We, as some of you know, I think I started talking about this last week, and then we got interrupted with calls, and that's okay. I mean, but one of the things that's important for us to understand is that everything has a consciousness if it's been created by humans. For example, what I mean by that is, if you have a concept, if you have a business, then the business that has a name has a consciousness that is a part of you as the business owner. And so what I do when I'm working with the Akashic Records, is I open up the records of the business, and I open up the records of the business owner. And from that point, I work in helping the business owner understand the true meaning and definition and purpose of their company. Because there's many people who have a company, and they think what their purpose is one thing. But the reality is there's an underlying purpose that they don't really, that they have no idea about. But when they can align with the purpose of the owner's heart and the sole purpose of the business and what it's supposed to be, then you really move into the success and of the business, and you really end up actually understanding your employees better if you have them. And if you don't have employees and you're a single business owner, understanding the true sole purpose of your business can be very helpful in your not only success, but in your marketing, in your in the way you sell, in the way you receive orders, in the way you administer customer service, and the way that you manufacture. So there's so many things that can be found out when I open up the Akashic records of a business. It's very, very helpful to that business owner to have not just one consultation, but really to move into a consultation, consultative relationship so that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record can help you and assist you in building your business according to your soul's intention. So if that's of interest to any of you, please give me a call on my private number, which is 216-691-1233, and I will be happy to discuss that with you. By the way, the Akashic Records consultations can also be helpful when you're hiring someone. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to open everybody's Akashic records that come through the door for an application. But when you're creating job descriptions, when you're creating mission statements, when you're creating a criteria or an end result, or you're creating public relations information, or you're creating brochures or any kind of collateral material, even websites, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records can help you do all of that. And that's one of the reasons actually why people take a workshop, because as much as they enjoy working with me, they want to be able to do it themselves as well. And the Akashic Record energy and the information in the Akashic Records can help you do all of that, because you can open your own personal Akashic records and ask questions and move directly to the right area of the records that will give you all that information. In fact, that's what differentiates our method, if you will, our technology, from what Edgar Cayce did. Edgar Cayce went into a trance and went to sleep, and with ours, we stay. And he brought forth records information from the Akashic Records that way. And what we have been taught, and I'm saying we from Akashic Record Consultants International, of which I am certified as a certified teacher and consultant by Akashic Record Consultants International, we learned from Mary Parker, who learned from a man by the name of Johnny Prohaska, and he taught us this specific prayer that was brought forward by the Mayans. And the Mayans received it from the Pleiadians, and the actual prayer itself has been translated from Mayan to Spanish, to English, and it's a vibrational key. It's a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible for the Akashic Records. So I just wanted to share that with you, that we use the Akashic Record energy for creativity, for to help business owners with their phrases, to help them with their sales letters, their sales calling, again, phrases that will open a rapport, sales that could, phrases that will close deals, in other words, like from a selling point of view, various formulas to help you increase your sales, and they're not the same formulas for everybody, because each business is different and has a different energy. And Also, the Akashic Record energy can be helpful when you're talking about working with your employees to help them understand what their purpose is and why they're truly working for the company. So that's something to think about if you have your own business or if you're a part of a business that lends itself to wanting to go deeper with information. Again, please give me a call and I'd be glad to talk to you about that. I had a very interesting experience on Saturday. I was invited to meet Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, and he was in Cleveland, and I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was really a profound meeting. Some of his have attended some of my Akashic Record workshops, and they invited me to meet him because they felt that my abilities with the Akashic Records would be interesting and helpful or whatever. But what was very interesting is that when I met him and our eyes met, it's as if I've known him from before. And although the encounter was brief, it was immensely meaningful to me. And he has the eyes of somebody that could look deep into your soul. Deep, deep into your soul. So this week for me was a week of meeting spiritual masters, for example. I also had that was on Saturday. And on Thursday, I had the opportunity to meet Rabbi Label Wolf. And I would actually think about having him on the program sometime. He wrote a great book called Practical Kabbalah. And he spells his name L-A-B-I-L, Label Wolf. I'm a fox, he's a wolf. And the book itself is amazing because it takes a very complex subject like Kabbalah. And you have to understand that Kabbalah is like the Jewish mysticism, like Sufism is the mysticism of Islam. I think I'm getting that wrong. But Kabbalah is the mysticism of Judaism. And so the best way to explain Kabbalah, and it's explained on the back of his book, and it says, Kabbalah is an ancient Jewish wisdom that explains the laws of spiritual energy. Now, up until now, or very recently, the Kabbalah was reserved for the elite, those who only after years of scholarship and practice were allowed to enter this mystical realm. This is in strict Jewish form. And there was like one of the rules up to recently is that only men could study Kabbalah, and only men over the year 40 years of age could study Kabbalah. Now it's being opened to the more mainstream. And after years of scholarship and practice, we're allowed to enter this mystical realm. And now, you don't really need to devote your life to the intense study to reap the rewards of Kabbalah. What's important for us to look at is the basic understanding of a few key concepts. And when we look at those, our lives can be enriched immensely. And when we enrich our lives immensely, all right, we begin to fulfill our deepest dreams and reach our most important goals. And we then become the people we long to become. And so that's one of the things that this book can do, or help you do. It's called, again, Practical Kabbalah. It's by Rabbi, R-A-B-B-I, Rabbi Label, L-I-B-L, Wolf. and it's published by Three Rivers Press, and I can't recommend this book higher. It's just a wonderful book to help you understand how the Torah or how the Kabbalah Tree of Life works. Again, it's a great thing for people to understand more about the blueprint of life. So I would like to go ahead and offer that to you as a way. So what was wonderful about it is he was speaking here in Cleveland, and I had the wonderful opportunity of not only hearing him speak, but meet him personally. Last time he was here in Cleveland was 10 years ago. So again, the book is Practical Kabbalah, A Guide to Jewish Wisdom for Everybody, or for Everyday Life. Okay. All right, hello, caller. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Thought we had somebody on the line there. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Who is this?
This is JoJo. How's it going?
Oh, JoJo, how are you? Fine. I'm coming your way.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be out here in a few days now, huh?
Right. I'm flying out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Flying into L.A. and going to the Self-Realization Fellowship Meditation Gardens on Tuesday.
Oh, awesome.
Where do you live? What area?
I'm about 4 hours north of you in the Central Valley now.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm going to be in Carlsbad, so that's going to be a bit of a ways for you, huh?
Yeah, I heard you announce this about a month ago on the radio, and I was trying to figure out a way to make it, but I've just got so much going on that I can't, it's one of those things where in a few months it would probably be easier to see you in Ohio, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Too bad you can't come in even for a consultation.
Yeah, if there's a will, there's a way. So if something
you
opens
betcha.
Up, I'd be happy
That's
to
right.
shoot down.
And what can I do for you tonight?
Are you going to be there for a few days doing things?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be in Sandy. I'm going to Carlsbad on Tuesday. I'll be there in Carlsbad Tuesday night, and then I'll be around all day Wednesday, and then Wednesday night I have a lecture, and then I'll be around all day Thursday, Friday, and then actually the workshop Saturday and Sunday. And then I drive back to L.A. Sunday night, and my plane leaves back for Cleveland Monday morning. So I'll be around.
Wow. Okay. Well, if something opens up, I'd be happy to come down and at least see you do a lecture.
Oh, that'd be great. That's going to be Wednesday. That's the only lecture I'm doing this Wednesday. Unless somebody has a bunch of friends that'd like me to do a lecture in their home, I'd be happy to do that, like Thursday night or something like that. That's just fine. Could easily do that. So, what's going on with you?
All kinds of things. Things are going great, and I just had that itch to call in. I didn't have a specific question necessarily for the record, but I guess, is there a way to ask, what's the next step?
Well, that's kind of asking them to tell you what to do, but I have a curiosity that if you don't mind, how's your lady love? How's that working out for you? Are you still seeing her?
Oh, yeah, we have a great place here, and she's doing her mentorship, and everything's going great. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of stress, but that's because we're working so hard.
And how's your photography doing?
That's taken off, and it's gone in a different direction. But a really good one. Basically, I was doing the art before, and I still have my art, but now I photograph cars and motorcycles, and that's taken off.
Oh, neat. So, cars and motorcycles. Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was just curious how you got into that.
I kind of grew up around it and it didn't ever dawn on me, And then actually a friend of mine owns the world's fastest Indian. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, but they made a movie about this motorcycle. My friend owns it, and I took some pictures one day, and the light bulb went off, and it's opened all kinds of doors. Of course, he knows all these car and motorcycle people because he's been involved with cars and motorcycles for 30, 40 years, and it's such a thing where if you start to know people who are into car collecting, car restoring, racing, all that stuff, you start to know everybody. And, you know, being the photographer, it's like there's a lot of people that need photos of their stuff because you look at the car magazines, and obviously there's a lot of photos being taken of all these vehicles that people put hours and years into restoring and, you know, keeping them nice and stuff. So it's something that makes sense. Because I grew up around sports cars, so it's just, it's kind of easy. It's in my blood in a way, and I didn't even realize it.
Well, that's good. Good for you. And what's your lady love doing?
She's a yoga teacher.
Okay, great. All right. Well, that's wonderful. Good. Great, great, great. Okay.
Yeah,
well, so you don't, so the Akashic Records, as far as next steps are concerned, I would say to you and to the rest of the audience that I think all of our next steps, I'm not going to say I think, what's coming forward is all of the next steps that we need to take is to move more fully into our own joy. And if that's, the idea here is to think about doing anything because we should be doing it is not the way to go. We have to do it because it'll bring us joy. So what's going to bring you the most joy now? I know that we've asked this question of you before, but I'm going to ask it again.
I'm just doing what I'm doing. I just continue this path. And the main thing, I guess, is wanting better equipment, because as I create more photos, it's just I want better and better equipment so it can be used in more ways.
Have you submitted any of your photographs to any magazines?
No, I did meet some guys that are editors for a few of the car magazines, and I was going to do that as soon as I updated my website. So it's like once they go to my website, at least it looks like, hey, this guy is actually doing it. He's not just sending us a few pictures through email.
Because that's the next thing that came forward is that it's time for you to start sending them out to the magazines, the editors of magazines, and not just magazines as far as, you know, the interest magazines for the cars and the motorcycles, but to, like, ad agencies.
Okay.
So the idea is to find out what ad agencies handle the various manufacturers of the cars and the motorcycles you're photographing.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And to send out some information that way. A couple of pictures and a cover letter, you know, with the request of being able to come in and show your portfolio.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I was way out somewhere in the fog, but now that you're saying it makes more sense. It's like,
sure.
How do I?
That's what you want to do. You want to contact not only the magazines but the ad agencies, because they're the ones that are going to pay the big bucks for you to photograph the new models.
All right, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
The Akashic Records are great for doing stuff like that. Out of the blue, boom, they'll just tell you something. So.
Yeah, well, like I said, I had that itch to call in, and there it is. It's like, here, it's like, you know, when you do a lot of work, and then there's like that rest period, and your brain almost won't let you figure things out, where it's like, just stop. And so that's been going on over the last day, because I've been going so much, and then I take this rest, and then here comes another gift. So, that proof of rest.
Well, I hope that was helpful.
Definitely was. I know it's getting towards the end of the show for you.
Yeah, it is. So. But please tell your friends if you enjoy the work or if you enjoyed the show, or, you know, I'll be in California for a few days. If you know anybody who's close to me, tell them to come to lecture, their workshop, or just get a consultation. I'll be there.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I hope you have a great trip and a safe trip. And,
thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. All right. Well, blessings to you, and keep in touch. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah. Good talking to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to the time we have to say goodnight. And I will tell you that I am excited about coming to Southern California, one of my favorite places to be. Actually, one of my San Diego is one of my favorite places, but the other favorite place is Santa Monica and the Self-Realization Fellowship Gardens. And there's one in Encinitas, too, by the way, if anybody wants to look it up. Okay, so I want to wish you all a wonderful, miracle-filled week. I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on April 25th, 2010, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone. I love you deeply. Good night.